the Saturday Light Brigade. And now it's a pleasure for me to introduce you to one of my new favorite Californians, or is he a man of Mexico? Is he a man of Pittsburgh? Well, he's lots of things. And his name is Kim Thomas from Culture Clips. Hi, Kim.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
Good. It's nice to have you with us. Where do I reach you this morning? Are you here in Pittsburgh?
I'm actually in Edgeworth at some good friends' homes who are hosting me while I'm here in Pittsburgh for this particular trip. But yes, you're right. Normally, you would find me in San Miguel de Allende, Mexico.
Well, it's great to have you here. Now, Kim Thomas is an entrepreneur. I know you went to Berkeley. I forget what your degree is in.
Oh, a wonderfully exciting degree in business.
And you, shortly after leaving Berkeley, just began to start lots of different companies and different ventures. And there's one that is your most recent creation, which is going to have its kickoff coming up this week here in Pittsburgh. And it's really exciting. It's Thursday night. And tell us a little bit about Culture Clips.
Culture Clips is a new social media platform. And most of your listeners probably say, well, why would we need a new social media platform? There are plenty out there. Well, this one is very, very unique, and mostly in two ways. One, it is intentionally designed for youth around the world to open up and have conversations about their culture, other cultures, both the celebration of their culture and to share that with others who may not know a lot about it, but also to ask the real difficult questions, questions about gender, about race, about bullying, about whatever is on their mind that they don't really have a safe, monitored place of which to have these kinds of discussions. My partner, Stephanie Acosta-Mikulicek, and I believe that that is at the root of many, many, many of the issues that we see in the newspapers, on television, in schools, on streets, and so forth. There's just not enough awareness and acceptance of other people's cultures. And the world has kind of become saying to people that different is bad rather than intriguing or curious or something to learn about. People get themselves up in arms and they say, oh, well, I'm right. You must be wrong. So this social media is not about puppy pictures and palm pictures and selfies, which is fine, but there's plenty of places for that. This is intended for youth around the world to have those serious conversations. The other difference is the fact that it is all curated. When a youth uploads a video to our site, and it's optimized for mobile devices, so it works on phones and tablets and so forth, that presentation and statement from the youth is reviewed by human eyes, not to manage its controversial aspect. We're looking for the tough question, but just to make sure that the submission is not harmful or hurtful unto itself. It is then tagged with keywords so that other youth around the world and teachers and youth group leaders who will be using the content in educational manners can easily find the videos. And we are a nonprofit, so all donations and everything to us are tax deductible. And one of the reasons for the event, of course, is we are looking to introduce all of our partners here in Pittsburgh, greater Pittsburgh. We have about 40 schools and youth groups that are working with us over the course of the next year to really finish out the project so it will then be launched globally in about a year. So all of those people will be coming, plus many of our supporters who are helping us financially as well as with their connections and so forth. So that's the event is Thursday night on the 4th at the Children's Museum from 6:30 to 9:30. And you can learn more about it at cultureclips.org. And you can email us at info@cultureclips.org.
Well, we're excited to be one of those partners. And it's neat. If there's a curious question you have, for example, I would imagine you could actually ask a question. If you're interested in Judaism, you could say, tell me about the Sabbath on Saturday and what do you do? Or why do you wear this on your head? Or tell me how Buddhism is different than Christianity. I mean, kids can answer one another. Answers are curated and can actually learn more directly, but in a safe way. It's really exciting to think
of things.
Well,
thank you. Yeah, it's really meant to be a peer-to-peer conversation. Is quite often youth around the world receive their information and their cultural cues from adults, and they don't really have an opportunity of which to open up and ask those tough questions or to answer a tough question in an honest, open way, because they may not be being told they can really express themselves. And it's interesting, many of the videos that are coming in are anonymous, where kids are not feeling comfortable with how they are expressing themselves. They have a certain amount of fear of that. And we've had kids digitalize their voice so that they can't be recognized. They've done claymation, sock puppets, while others have their phone about, 8 inches from their face, and they're speaking into it very, directly. But behind a lot of the videos, and sometimes it's very obvious because a youth states it, sometimes it's like the second or third peel of an onion, so to speak, where the question is there anybody out there like me?
Mm-hmm.
And that it's such an evolving time of one's life that quite often you're just looking for validation that, hey, I'm not alone in all of this. And so it's really a way for that conversation to begin. And as you were saying, to learn without prejudice about other cultures. Because once you bring something in from another culture, you become a more interesting person. You're more open to other things that you may see either in person or on the internet or whatever, with the hope that 10, 20 years from now, when these kids move into positions of influence, regardless of what channel they choose for their lives, they will do a better job in interacting with people from other places and from other beliefs and other cultures. And maybe we can move past some of this stuff that we see every day that surrounds us, which is based on cultural lack of appreciation.
Well, Kim Thomas of cultureclips.org, good luck with the February 4th launch. I will see you Thursday night here at the Children's Museum. Thanks so much for being with us.
We're very much looking forward to seeing you and your crew. And again, we want to thank you, one, for this opportunity, but also for being part of the overall launch.
Our pleasure. Thanks.